Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
If your child learns best with a hands-on approach, Synergy Vocational Academy is for you, a faith-based magnet school that's now enrolling K through 12th grade. Synergy offers certifications, degrees, and apprenticeships in NCCER-accredited construction trades, multimedia, film production, gaming, culinary, and more. Synergy Vocational Academy is the school of tomorrow and accepts all state-funded scholarships. To learn more, call 801-5522 or check us out on the web at synergyk12.com.
Ask, seek, knock. He says all of those, it'll come to pass. Read that again.
Ask, and it will be given to you.
Given.
Seek, and you will find.
Find it.
Knock, and it will be opened to you.
Is there anywhere God saying no? Is He saying none of you can come into my presence? None of you are going to get this close to me. No, He's saying ask, seek, knock, be persistent, get in. And when you look at ask, seek, knock, and you look at the tabernacle, it's like the outer court, the holy place, and the holiest of holies. Ask in the outer court, seek in the over there in the holy place, and then knock in the holiest of holies. And He says, I will come and sup with you. Come on. God is gung-ho on getting us face-to-face in His presence, fellowshipping with Him. Can I do that? You can't, but He can. You see, because this has to be done in the spirit realm. You can't do this just in the natural realm, in my flesh. You start off there, but with prayer, reading the Word of God, and I'm going to do a demonstration one of these days, you read the Word of God. Because that's a way to find out who He is, what He says. And then you pray, which is communion with God. And this is how you start to see God. And you start to get revelation of God. Amen. You can carry on. Thank you.
For everyone who asks, receives.
Everyone. Who's left out? So if I'm not getting in, I'm not asking, or I'm asking amiss. You have not, because you ask not. And when you do ask, you're asking amiss. Amen? So there is protocol and way to do this to get into God's presence. Carry on.
And he who asks, he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open.
Do you hear God's heart? He wants you. Oh, come to the altar, isn't that what we sang today? Mm-hmm. Correct? This we're standing on is not a stage. Please never call this a stage. This is an altar. Amen. And on this altar, flesh is sacrificed. What does that mean? We don't want to be seen. I don't want to be seen preaching. The worship team doesn't want to be seen. We want to get out of the way. Our offering of our flesh to God becomes a sweet-smelling aroma. And now as we're worshiping God or preaching, we're getting you into the presence of God and we step right out of the way. We step aside and let God and you have a communion together, intimacy together. So never call this a platform or stage. Amen? Michael Jackson was on a stage. Comedians are on platforms. There are some Christian comedians, but do you get what I'm saying? This is a holy place. Everyone say a holy place. You remember what he said to Moses? Think about this. God was right there with Moses. He was right in God's presence at the burning bush. And he said, take off your shoes, Moses, for this ground is holy place. Woo!
Think about that. And we kind of, you know, I know that we're in the dispensation of grace. We're not under law anymore. It's not do's and don'ts. It's believe, faith, receive. But we can't just get so casual about it. Moses was on his face trembling. Take those shoes off. This is holy ground. But we just walk up, hey, dude, and we, no. No. Listen, even now as a New Testament Christian, if you put me in the presence of a king or a prime minister or a president, I'm going to show them absolute honor and respect. Is that correct? And so God is God. We can't just effortlessly walk into his presence. He is in us. And do you know he spoke to you the whole day yesterday? Do you know that? Yes. How many of you can write down or show me what he said? You see, you got to knock, ask, seek. He says in Hebrews 11:6, they that come to the Lord without faith, you can't please him. And those that come to him must believe that he is God. Holy ground. Every place your foot treads, you will own that ground. Amen. Come on. Amen. We've marched around that building, the whole of the mall, and we've claimed that thing. We claim it. Amen. But God said it's holy ground. Holy, holy, holy place. When you come into the presence of God, you come with awe, with respect. You come to him with fear and trembling, not because you're scared. You're just so in awe of his brilliance and his presence. These are the ones that get welcomed in. He says, without faith, you cannot please him. And those that come to him, seeking, knocking, asking, those that come to him must believe that he is God, the one who told Moses that's holy ground, and he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. So that says to me, it's not just like, hey, casually I'm going up to someone's house. Hi, I'm sons. No. You know, before they could go into the presence of a king, think about Ruth, or Esther, should I say. She had to spend 12 months going through purification before the high priest could go into the holiest of holies and be in God's presence. He had to be washed and prayed over and meditated on, and he had to do so many rituals just to come into the presence of God. Listen, like Catherine Kuhlman did say, she said, oh, you know, anyone can get in, it's free, but it's going to cost you everything. You've got to put your flesh down. You've got to push your needs once down. You've got to put God focus front and center. Come back to our first love. If we all today went back to the day we got born again with that reverence we had and the excitement that came on us, if we did that in this church right now, went back to that first moment, that first love, beware all you unsaved people out there, because you're going to get saved. Amen. Aren't you loving me today? Thank you, Pastor Adamel. You're so sweet. Give Adamel a round of applause, please. It's so great. Now, I want to say this to you, and I'm going to make a point here right now. Jesus came to the earth as a man. He gave up his godly privileges, right? We know the Bible says he didn't count it anything wrong to be equal with God. We understand that. But he walked in the presence of God all the time. But he was conscious of the Father's presence at all times. He even said, whatever his Father requested him to do, he did it. He said, I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything excepting my Father tells me. If he doesn't tell me, it's not going to get done. So if he did what he did in the earth, he must have been in constant communion. Are you agreeing with that? All right. So now watch this. In John 5, I think we've got the computer working again. There you go. Verse 19. Watch here. Then Jesus answered and said to the Pharisees and these guys, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself. You see, the Bible tells us in John 15:5, he says that I am the vine, you're the branches. He that abides in me and I in him can do all things. Or without me, you can do nothing. Right? So watch here. He says here, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. What he sees the Father do. Evidently, God was seeing Jesus, God the Father. Jesus was seeing the Father, so he must have been coming into God's presence. Amen? Because the disciples didn't see what he saw. So God didn't manifest, just the Father manifest, boom, and the disciples, they would have... But Jesus was seeing God the Father. Now watch here. Well, this is good for you because it's going to get you free. Okay, now, he only does what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. You see, getting into the presence of God and seeing God will cause you to be able to overcome those issues in your life and live like Jesus did in like manner. Listen, I've said this before. Pray, I've come to the conclusion, is powerless. Because religious people pray. Jesus upbraided them for praying the way they did. The only prayer that evokes and has power is when you're in the presence of Christ Almighty and you're praying with him. That's why many people today are praying for their healing, good Christians, doing the stuff they're supposed to do, but haven't been presence with God, so it's not as real. When you come in his presence, it becomes real, and now that prayer is answered. How many of you ever said a prayer and never got answered? I have. Amen. So it's got to be Christ. Listen, the groom, our first love, front and center. Everyone say focused on Christ. Now watch what he says here. Verse 20, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these that you may marvel. So we look at Jesus walking on water, I marvel. Raising the dead, I marvel. Taking the two loaves and five loaves and the two fish or vice versa, I marvel feeding up to 15,000 people. Don't you marvel at that? The fact that his blood saves me, I marvel. The fact that people got healed in his presence, I marvel. You see, Marvel Comics is not the place to be marvelous and marveling at. And they've gone woke. Just want to tell you, they've gone woke. Cut them out. Cut them out. The only way you can hurt globalists is the bottom line, pocket. All right, now watch here. Now, John 14. Let's look at John 14. I want to show you something. Jesus lived in the presence. He saw God. He was able to do what God showed him to do. Even when he didn't want to, he was praying. He was in communion with the Father. And he said, not my will, your will be done. It gives you power. When you've been in the presence of God, you can do anything. Come on. Now watch here. John 14, verse 12. Jesus says, I tell you the truth. Whoever believes in me will be able to do what I have done.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida, invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On Facebook,